This is the stewardship reading and the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the chapter 15. Please be seated. It's a long story. You've never heard this one before. This is the first time you're ever going to hear this story out of the Bible. First time, I'm sure nobody's ever heard this before. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now, his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard the music and the dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father is killed, and the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Oh, it's never good when he gets all dramatic in his reading. So, have you heard this story before? Okay. I hope so. And we've talked about it before. We've talked about before sometimes how we like to pretend that we see ourselves in this story. And inevitably, to everybody I've ever talked about with this particular text, they always see themselves as all three people. Some people identify themselves as the son who goes off and is not very smart, makes poor choices. Is that anybody in here? You don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise mine for you. Some of us see ourselves as the father who has received someone back into their life who did something goofy, but we still love them completely. And so sometimes we see ourselves as the father. And sometimes, very, very seldom, but sometimes we do recognize ourselves as the eldest son who really thinks that there is a complete imbalance of justice here, that something is way out of kilter. And when you really understand the subtext of what's going on in the story, the fact that the youngest son, who inherits in a family? The oldest in this time, the oldest inherits. It's never divvied up. For the youngest son to come and say, and might I say, he says, "Let me have what will be mine." He's implying that he's waiting for his father's death so he can have what he wants. He's basically saying, you know, eventually you're going to die. Just give me what I would get, which technically is nothing. But the father divvies up and gives him. Do you know anybody like that in your life who's taken what they decided was theirs and then just blew it? We all do. We all know people like that. And then in this story today, we hear about this father who totally accepts this son back. And then we hear about the other son who really, really questions what the father is doing. As if, though, it's that son's right to question what the father is doing. We've seen in the past that we can place ourselves in different positions in the story, but our stewardship text today asks us to be and think about being one specific person in that text. In light of stewardship, who do you think that the stewardship people that wrote this want us to think about being? You can yell it out. It's one of three. You got a one of three chance right now. The Father. Because this is a story ultimately about grace upon grace upon grace. He's not willing to lose either of his sons at the risk of losing both of them. He risks everything in order to have a son that was as good as dead to him back, and continues to try and risk what's going to happen with his elder son by being so generous to the younger son. It's this idea of grace upon grace upon grace. Stewardship wants us to think about, what is it to be graceful in our giving? What is it to be letting go of that idea that, well, there needs to be justification on how this money is spent or how my talents are used. Instead, stewardship asks us to imagine that everything that we have comes from God. We're simply, and that's why it's stewardship, we're simply stewards. We're simply people who have the ability to control what it is that God has given us individually. And stewardship asks us to think about that as we go into stewardship time. So at this time, we are going to take a minute. I'll have a prayer here real quick, and then after that, if you need a card, raise your hand, and the ushers will bring out a card to you. If you need a sheet to fill out about stewardship, raise your hand, and the usher will bring that. And if you need a pen, I'm sure an usher will bring a pen out to you. I haven't heard anybody disagree with me on that, so I'm thinking that's the way it's going to go. So let us pray. Good and gracious God, you bring us together this morning at this time to worship you, to remember your Son, Jesus Christ, in our lives and all that has been given to us through him. God, help us to have generous hearts. As we think about the story of the prodigal son, let us think about the Father who has given everything, and help us to understand who we might be as your child. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, we're going to have a little bit of quiet time, just a couple of minutes. And like I say, then you'll hear some music. You haven't died. You're not going to heaven. Although it'll feel like that when Mary plays. It's wonderful. Even right in here. If you have your stewardship forms, just hold on to them. And then when we have offering, this will be a great time to nap. If you already have your stuff all done.